I hope you enjoy this. It won't hurt because you will have had 5 litres of cider. Welcome to Donkey Punch. I'm Jake.
I'm Rob.
I'm Keen.
And I'm Stefan.
And Stefan's a guest, but we're hoping that he's going to be on it every week.
Hopefully a regular member.
Yeah.
You see, unfortunately, we were planning to do this sober, but we're not.
Yeah, it kind of came to what happened last week where we just said, you know, we haven't had as many attempts as last week, but that's because we're slightly more skilled.
Although the last attempt did last nearly 40 minutes.
Yeah, and that's true. Did crash
and I did waste it.
Yeah, Stefan wasn't here.
I don't think it's fair that Stefan's sober. Drink the rest of that wine.
Drink, Stefan, drink.
Drink. Okay, we're not promoting people chugging wine.
Yes, we are.
But we want Stefan to get a little bit more drunk than us.
No, we definitely promote chugging wine every day.
Let's talk about what we've done tonight, because it's been quite eventful.
Yeah, actually, you're right. First off tonight, we attempted, as our experiment, last week we said we were going to try different experiments as we go on. So tonight's experiment was Edward Ciderhands. And maybe, Jake, you'd like to explain what that is?
Well, it's quite simple, really. Basically, what you do is you get 2 large bottles of cider, which aren't that expensive, and you duct tape them to your hands. And then you drink them, and you can't remove them until you've drunk them.
Basically, though, me, Jake, and Keen all got through one bottle.
We all pussied out, basically.
We didn't pussy out, we ran out of stomach space for the rest of the bottle, and then we just gave up.
We pussied out.
We pussied out, but, I mean, regularly, cider tastes like warmed over piss,
mixed with a lot of sugar.
Yeah, lots of sugary piss.
Yeah, sugary piss. Same with us wine.
Yeah.
That's because it's cheap wine.
It's not cheap, it's Tesco's finest.
Tesco's finest. Sorry, I mean, as much as Tesco go on about their Tesco's finest, I would never use Tesco's finest condoms because I don't want to be dad at this age.
Tesco's finest condoms are still bloated though. You realise that?
I didn't even
know. For maximum carnage.
Do Tesco's even make condoms?
Kevlar tips.
They should do.
They probably make a killing off him.
If Tesco made condoms, they'd be exactly like if Carlsberg made condoms.
They just
Carlsberg don't. Carlsberg make the facility to allow you to use condoms.
Thank fuck.
Yeah,
I've never actually had Carlsberg.
I've had Carlsberg and it's pretty fish for a beer.
I didn't say Rob was about to say he's never used Carlsberg condoms.
No, I said I was never used a condom.
Which is why that happened.
Yeah, yes, this is why a small village in Buckinghamshire is popular with people who look exactly like Rob.
It's the reason why I accidentally got my girlfriend pregnant.
Round of applause.
Yeah. I don't know whether you want to talk about it. Do you want to?
No, not really.
No, okay,
we won't edit it out. It's
we'll
fine.
Just continue with the fact that
it's a fact.
Don't try that at home, kids.
Yeah, don't try. Not
use
using
a rubber.
Condoms.
Use a rubber.
Use your rubber and make sure she takes like 5 of the.
Don't
pill.
Be silly. Wrap your willy.
As the saying goes.
Any thoughts, Dad, on this, Stefan?
Yeah, definitely. That's what my mum told me.
Your mum told you that?
Yeah. Oh, my mum with her awkward conversations of
abort the bastard.
No, not just that. It's like talking. Are you sure you used the condom? What are you doing not using the condom? Are you sure she was on the pill?
How can you not use a condom? They're so comfortable, obviously.
No.
They're so and not...
The femidoms as well, you can't...
Oh, yeah.
There may be no females here.
Yeah. I mean, when you're slipping the roofie in the drink, you just slip in the morning after pill as well. It's fine.
Yeah,
it all works.
Yeah.
Only for you, Keen.
I have never done that, I must add, for anyone, any females listening. I have never slipped a roofie in the drink. I have slipped the morning
not
after
even
pill
just in. Females, but males as well.
I've never done that to a guy either.
It's not a
I want you to remember the pain.
I mean, the whole roofing of drink is... What's the point? If you're just going to have sex with someone who's just passed out, then what's the point?
No, they're not passed out. They just don't remember it.
Yeah, they don't remember it.
If you're a man.
You don't know how roofies work, do you?
No, I've seen it on TV. That's because I've never used them. Surely
they don't pass
sign
out. It's like that time I got alcohol poisoning and I blacked out. I was still moving around.
I got alcohol poisoning basically like
No, I mean the time I got alcohol.
Yeah, that was at Christmas. I mean, I got it before you, so it's cool.
Well,
I mean,
oh, yeah, but Jesus, not a fucking competition, lads.
3 months into my drinking experience.
Jake's wife.
3 months and you're a pro.
Yeah, right?
5 years into my drinking experience. Well, actually, like, a few months in, I got hospitalised for a week.
But my,
so, I mean, I must admit, the worst I've ever done drinking is came home, tried to pass myself off as sober to my parents, gone upstairs, passed out naked in the toilet and had to get my dad to put me to bed. That was pretty much the worst I've ever done.
Nah, my Christmas Day beats that. I came home, fell in my bath.
Yeah?
Yeah, just like lying.
Hey, Kane, you should listen to this.
Woke everybody up in my house. Woke everyone up, just...
Because you fell into the bath?
Yeah, yeah. Just obviously. Like the clarity, me with my elbows, just like... Blah, blah, blah,
blah. As you
and
do.
Then everybody thought that something bad had happened, but they just found me lying... giggling in the bath. This is not the bad part. Then mom and dad were like,
Stefan, you little pit side.
Yeah, yeah. Then they put me on the couch to sleep with some like blanket and that. And they went through. They threw up. I threw up once, and then they were like, right, go and get ready. I had no idea what was happening. And then again, put me to bed, and again I threw up, and then they again put me to bed. They washed me, and I was like, oh, wee.
Just for your information, Stefan is now rubbing my face in a really creepy manner.
Yeah. And then they put me back on the couch, and I was sick again. They just kind of gave up after they just said, fuck.
That pretty much sounds.
I imagine they probably gave up as parents as well.
Yeah.
Just, we're done. We have completed our job.
That's when they moved to Mitty and Murano. The jail cells.
Yeah.
That just sounds like the night I drank that bottle of Buckfast and threw up everywhere. I can't remember even drinking the Buckfast, but I threw up everywhere. I threw up down a set of stairs. I threw up all over my shoulder, all over the bed.
What you don't realise is Buckfast is brewed by monks, and they put roofies in it deliberately so that
the
they
thing
can
is,
rape
it's got,
little boys.
It's got a ridiculous
Sorry,
amount
any
of
Christians again. I'm going to be insulting this week. Sorry, but
no. Insult the Christians.
If you've managed to last this long, well done.
That was what was funny though. The security guard came to the door, or the senior resident, or whatever, and said, "Do you know anyone's thrown up?"
I said, "Nah, I think someone might have been really drunk." And then when I was cleaning it, it said, "Someone really made a mess down here." It's like. Yeah.
Flashbacks.
Fine. I couldn't remember. I was just cleaning up bits of...
Someone's sick.
You noticed that was last night's dinner.
I was
everywhere.
Literally cleaning up the noodles I had before, the night before.
That looks like my chicken.
We
that looks like my chicken and
looks still
noodles.
Good, let's try it.
We knew a guy, he managed to puke up an entire intact chip once. He has no idea how he managed to get the chip down intact in the first place, but he managed to throw it up in his tent.
See, if you get high and get the munchies, you just like...
You just open and like...
Open your eyes like...
Yeah, it's just like...
just a funnel with food going
just
down
it. Inhale everything.
Yeah. That sounds like most nights when I'm just hungry. But when I used to live at home, I used to just get really hungry and I used to eat everything
in
the
cupboards. You still do that, except you have to buy the food.
Yeah. I do that.
I eat everything. It's like unending hunger. I just eat everything and then I eat more and more and more.
What you need to buy is Tesco value biscuits.
Oh, yes. They're like, what are they, £1 or something like that?
Fuck £1. Think more, 39p. 35p or something.
It's pretty cheap.
Pack of Tesco value biscuits.
Yeah, cover them in Tesco value ketchup.
Biscuits and ketchup.
No.
Are
right,
you
I
on
must
smack?
Say, sweet and savoury things go quite nice together. You have to.
In what world? In what world?
Honey
okay,
and
first,
cheese.
First
honey and cheese.
What dimension
no.
Do you live in?
I live in the Irish
dimension. The Irish, when you. Every day is a potato.
Yeah, everyone is a giant potato.
And you have like a hole in your bum where you like keep your items.
Yeah.
Your eyes.
Where in Irish culture has there ever been a reference to us having holes in our bones? I can understand
potato men.
Oh yeah, potato men. Yeah, and you can rearrange your features. Your features.
Potato men don't just have a hole in their bum. They have a hatch where you can hide all the other bits
of
potato.
Of course, yeah. But that's it. They also have big red noses.
When you said like honey and cheese, whatever it was. Grapes and cheese, I can understand.
Grapes and cheese?
Yeah, what? Grapes and cheese.
As a fourth course, people
do
eat that.
As a course,
yeah,
not like you wouldn't like put like, a bit of cracker, a bit of cheese.
No,
no,
no, no, you don't
no,
have
I've
it.
Seen
no,
that.
No crackers, but you do not ever have honey. Honey's just weird.
Honey and cheese. No,
it must be
nice.
An Irish thing.
No, well, it's my dad's
German
thing.
Cheese. I must say, I've heard
an Irish thing.
Like my dad does like ketchup and like brown bread.
Yeah, ketchup and biscuits.
Your dad needs.
My
dad
needs
a pocket.
My
dad needs
serious.
When I was four, I used to have ketchup sandwiches, which was just ketchup and a piece of bread and some butter.
No, it's a bit like Nutella, only slightly weirder. Oh yes, also we must admit, if anyone listening in tonight actually recognizes Stefan, it's because he's our disapproval face.
Yes.
We'll post a couple of pictures of Stefan disapproving of things on our page soon enough.
Yeah, the no handout in X cause is my personal favourite so far, I must say.
You will be a meme someday.
Utilises some great points.
Yeah, uh-huh. No, of course, yes. See, although you have to admit the...
And Luigi is in the background.
Yeah, the Luigi is in the background.
Yeah, that, is that a GU poster?
Yeah, yeah, it is, yeah.
Because they literally just plagiarise everything from N64 and Sega.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, we're so cool.
Yeah, we're so game and we do sports.
The thing is... They don't.
Mario does sports.
They have to have the rights to use those things, and the rights to own those things cost several £1,000s, like up to hundreds of thousands of pounds. Just
they don't
to,
care, they're rugby.
Yeah, they're rugby players. Nobody
rugby
cares
banter.
Because they're ass.
Banter.
It's banter. It's banter to get fucked in
banter.
The ass with a strap on.
Banter is used to justify so many horrible, horrific things in this world.
We have biscuits. It's fine. We can banter.
We have biscuits. Let's shove them
here,
up someone's
here,
ass.
We don't
need banter.
We don't have biscuits here,
no,
thankfully.
We do. He has biscuits. He's
yeah, Jake has...
No.
Jake is
hide
spending,
them!
Jake is spending a second podcast eating shite.
I really like eating biscuits when I'm drunk.
We said,
I eat biscuits.
Stop eating things, okay?
No.
Stop
no, it ruins
me.
The podcast.
Stop eating cock.
It doesn't ruin the podcast. I'm really hungry. I'm not saying anything. You're the one pointing
no, what,
it
no,
out.
No, what cures hunger?
You're
white wine.
Fuck off.
Tesco Finest.
There we go again. For anyone who didn't listen in last week, shame on you. And also, that is the bell on bell end bell.
The bell on bell,
which is basically a bell employed when we talk so much shite or start talking all together or don't make any sense.
Is it we're all talking shite?
Yeah, which is usually normally quite rare because we do
rare.
It's rare,
quite
rare.
It is quite rare.
It's quite rare.
Ja.
Want to see my lovely lake?
Have we always become European slash Germans?
Yeah.
I think we're just like European.
You can't go
British.
European slash German because
yes.
Germans are European in the first place.
We're not all from the
well,
UK.
Well, okay, yeah, that's true. Well,
I'm pretty sure we all are.
I'm the only one not from the UK.
No, but you get free education. You're from the UK.
I'm not from the UK.
But you get free education.
That doesn't mean I'm from the UK. It just means
matter.
I exploited.
Doesn't matter. You've been,
it means
you've
I
been involved in it. Screw you. You're now Scottish.
It means I've exploited your system, you
it
dumb
means
fuck.
You're from the EU.
Yeah, I'm from the EU, that, which is fucked.
That dirty bunch that uses euros as a currency.
What are euros? I'm fairly sure we just use Monopoly money now. We just
it's
probably
it
worth more.
Yeah,
so it's what you buy, you go on holiday and get really fucked.
Stefan, you're the only one who... Stefan is famous. He's actually on TV for being on... what's the name of this show?
Party Paramedics.
Party Paramedics, Stefan was on, and he's absolutely fucked in A&E, showing how great Scottish people are on holiday.
I'm getting frocked when my friend is in
frocked.
Hospital.
Yeah. He's not actually getting he's really drunk
frocked.
With me. He's not sitting in frocked. the waiting.
It's not even getting fucked, it's like getting really
frocked. Frocked.
Really
fucked. Raped fucked.
Frocked. Yeah.
Is this a new Scottish word?
This is
it.
A
I
new
was,
Stefan.
Yeah.
I think we need like a dictionary for the people that are gonna be listening, because they're not all
Stefan.
From
we need a dictionary.
Stefan.
Stefan. Okay, for Stefan.
Story time with Stefan.
We're gonna need
a
dictionary.
Story.
We're gonna need
Stefan, tell us a story.
No, seriously, no.
Stefan doesn't have any stories.
We are going to need a dictionary for people because like, they probably can't even understand Stefan.
Yeah, but they can't probably understand me.
No, that's
I can't
true.
Understand
no,
you.
Nobody can understand.
How can
me.
You not understand me? I'm speaking plain English.
I pronounce
English.
My O's like R's.
English, sir.
To be fair, though, I was presenting a quiz the
you.
Other day and a dickhead Scotsman said, I can't understand your accent.
I can't even understand your accent.
And he said, I can't understand your accent. I was like, what the fuck?
You'll understand my accent when it's in your head.
I'm English, you dick.
Yeah.
Everybody can understand English accents apart from Liverpudlian and proper Manchester accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
deep
you
London.
Should be able to understand that accent.
Yeah.
It is.
You might not understand a word they're saying, but
no,
you'll
no, no,
recognize
no, no, no.
the individual words.
Yeah. How do you not understand the words? It's how it's...
If someone says hello blood, I have no idea what the fuck that means.
I'm going to bleed on you. First of all, that isn't English. That's just some sort of
it's
like
gang.
Scummy
that's,
gangster
that's
language.
London, a lot of people in London will say that.
You what, blad? In it, blad?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
All those folk that were in the riots a couple of months ago. Who all got caught, you fucking idiots.
Yeah.
What?
It's blood.
I was quite amused here during the riots that basically a guy, a university student, right, he was a fourth year law student about to pass his degree and get his law degree, which would have meant he'd probably, no, I'll get onto rape stories later, probably minted for life. Basically stole some, fuck you guys, stole some water from like Lidl or something, where water should is like basically free anyway, and got caught for it and got sentenced to 6 months in jail. That's fucking ridiculous. That's, you get water.
That's never a good thing.
Yeah. Oh, getting caught stealing fucking water is like getting caught fucking stealing air.
It's like getting caught passing in the street.
No. I have a friend who actually, he was walking in front of a policeman and flipped a piece of gum into the air and fell on the street.
Pissing in the street is actually an offence.
Yeah.
You want, in a sink.
For anyone that doesn't know, we're in a flat that has a sink.
In student halls, the sink for male students is also known as the toilet.
Yes.
Because you just piss in it.
That's the same as every secondary school in the entire world.
The ensuite.
It wasn't in my secondary school here. It was in the secondary school at home. One of my friends, I left when I was in first year over here. But one of my friends said a couple of years later, he said he was in one of the toilets and there was first year standing on the back of another first year to pee in the sink.
Standing on the back at back.
Yeah, the back. The first year was down on his hands and knees, and the other one was standing on top of his
Why
back.
Why were they doing that?
I have no idea.
Were they really short?
First years are like tribals in Ireland.
So
they exist in small little tribes.
But they were dwarves, so they couldn't reach up.
No, they're not really dwarves,
but first
years in Ireland, we go into school a year later than you guys.
I mean, if they're pissing in the sink, they surely shouldn't.
Yeah, we
what,
go.
You're like 13 when you.
Yeah,
go
we
high
go
school.
Into first
really?
Year. We're going to high school.
See, English schools are the most confusing thing. Try to be at English schools. It's called. Schools, I still don't understand.
No, 4 to 11, then we go to high school till 18. That's it. That's
we don't go till we're 13.
No, no, we go to high school until we're 15 or 16.
I don't even know what age I was. When
I was literally. I came over here and
because
I went from first year to third
alcoholic.
Year. But it would have been the same as me. I would have been in first year for an extra year.
Yeah,
but no one understands each other's systems.
That's because the systems are all fucked. Everything's
because we don't
fucked.
Care.
No, yeah, the American system sounds close enough to the Scottish system as I've seen so far as a comparison.
That's because the Americans like to copy everything off everyone else.
No,
the Americans are.
Yes, they do.
Geniuses.
The Americans
well,
have
okay,
like,
Americans,
no original ideas.
Geniuses.
Like the geniuses, one American.
They're fucking thieves. Like little magpies coming in stealing other people's shiny ideas.
God's ideas are good.
You can compare women to magpies. Every woman I know like shiny objects. Ooh. My sister was crazy for shiny objects.
Shiny.
Yeah. Yeah, she loves
no,
shiny
sorry,
objects.
No, sorry. Beep was really hot for shiny objects.
She likes
like
shiny
Jake's
objects.
Like diamond cock.
Jake has a Prince
penis.
Albert piercing.
Yeah.
It goes from the top right down to the stem.
It's not diamond, it's cubic zirconia. Come on.
Oh, it's
diamond and crusty.
It's like, you know, Rhodium almost plated. Almost as hard as a diamond. Like, my penis is almost as hard as a diamond.
I'm editing that out, by the way.
No, you're not editing that
out. You can bleep her name, but you're not editing
just bleep
out
everything.
That.
You're not editing the
just
penis
bleep everything Rob says.
We should just release a half-hour episode of just bleeps. Because that's we just swear for half an hour. I can manage it.
You
cock-mongolers.
Are you bleeping on the swearing?
No. It's not the swearing I'm bleeping, it's the people's names that I'm bleeping.
Yeah, we're not allowed to say people's names. Except for the guests.
Can I just shout people's names then?
No.
Do it.
Well, we won't know who those people are, and we're not talking about them. It would just
be
you.
I'm going to talk about people, and I'm just going to bleep all their names.
Well, we could just like.
I'm going to talk about Rob.
Oh,
he's
no.
He's on it though.
Not me.
Oh my god, there's Rob.
Fucking Stefan, you cockmongler.
Bleep my name out.
Okay, fine.
I don't want people knowing who I am.
Yeah.
You've revealed too much already.
This is guest bleep.
I've revealed a lot to you, haven't I, Stefan?
Yeah, too much. So that text I sent you earlier, it was meaning I wanted you to do a monkey at the same time as me.
What is a monkey?
He is a monkey, like...
a monkey, he wants you to
you
like, have
he
sex
wanted
with a
you
monkey.
To fucking a monkey.
Yeah, I wanted you to do it to the monkey at the same time as me.
Okay, but then you said to an
so
ape...
So wait, you and a chimp and basically Rob is skiing.
No,
yeah,
a monkey!
Yeah, Rob's...
If you want to know
just
what
no,
skiing is,
no.
Put your hands out to the other side of you and go up and down rapidly.
Yes.
Okay, no. A chimp is not a monkey. It is an ape.
I meant a capuchin. Like the one that's Ace Ventura's shoulder. Fine.
Obviously.
Yeah.
You could...
Monkey?
That isn't a monkey.
It's a monkey.
Actually, it is a
no,
monkey.
No, if it's a monkey, it's got a tail.
It has a tail, it's a monkey.
That's
if
a capuchin.
If it... Okay, but
monkey.
You said an ape to me.
No, I said a like ape. like an
but
ape.
But it isn't an ape, it's a monkey.
That is like an ape.
They are two different things.
But you said, what is a monkey? And I was like,
mainly, most defining thing, the difference between an ape and a monkey is, apes don't have tails. You just...
That's the only defining thing between an ape and a monkey.
And monkeys have tails.
I know, what's talking about the monkey?
It's like the main bit.
I didn't even know that.
Also, like, that's... apes have a higher intelligence than monkeys.
Because they don't have a tail. They've invested all their energy
all
in
their
intelligence.
Making
Let's
brain
offend the Catholic
power.
Church again. We don't have, we are monkeys. Or not ape, not monkey.
We are apes.
We were once apes
many, many millennia ago.
Don't worry,
the world is not 5,000 year old.
I'm fairly sure we already offended most religious people anyway.
Offend them even
most
more.
Religious or unreligious people,
yes,
as it
please.
Is. We have offended
yes,
you all.
Yes, please. Yes, please, a million
yes,
times.
Yes, please, religious people, can you please be offended by her?
No, we don't need to ask them to be offended. They already are offended.
I don't believe in God. Take that.
I just don't care.
Jesus sorry. Are we offending people? Yes. This
no, no,
is
no,
gonna
no.
Be fun.
We can't offend people.
We can offend people. People are built to be offended. I'm sorry. Everyone's going to be offended by something.
Show of hands, who believes in God?
That doesn't work.
Oh, no one's actually.
Yeah,
their
no
hands
one's
up.
Raised their
right.
hand.
Out of the three people in this survey, no one.
Yeah,
and also Stefan just went for a piss.
Stefan just went for a
I
pee.
Mean, like,
I'm
I mean,
going to go for a pee after.
I'm
Stefan.
Sorry,
yeah.
But I mean, if you want to believe in some giant bearded man up in the sky, fair one. But the problem I have with it is a lot of you try and get that man's beard and shove it down my throat, and it's not. I'm not having
it. Instead, you want his cock.
Yeah, I want. Oh yeah, I want his big bearded cock. The cock that he grows on his beard.
He wants the cock with merkin.
Yeah,
the large merkin.
Large white bearded merkin.
He needs a merkin to make it proper.
I need a merkin. Yeah. Huh.
Do you need a merkin?
But
do you actually need a merkin? Are you like a baby boy down there?
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Don't you know what a merkin is?
No, I have no idea.
Stefan, do you know what a merkin is?
A merkin?
Yeah.
No.
In what context?
A merkin?
No.
A pubic wig?
I've
never heard
of
that.
I have one. I have several, actually.
I've prepared several merkins.
Like beard wig, you know?
No, I mean like ball wigs. Wigs for above the bald/dick area.
Ah, well. Yeah, I don't need one.
No, but have you heard? You haven't heard of it. See, what's wrong with you people?
Only
English people know what merkins are.
Apparently.
What's wrong with us? We are capable of growing hair from the neck down.
But you don't really want people
I am as
that.
Well.
You don't want to be like impressing the girls with your forest.
Do you
want
to see my shag carpet?
Come into the
car. To be fair, you want to at least trim it.
Yeah.
I don't want to say shave it completely.
No,
but come on.
Trim it.
You don't want to. You don't want to turn around and go, come into the forest of Fangorn and meet Treebeard.
No, you have to like trim it and possibly just reduce it.
Style
or the area it is covering at least.
Style it into the first letter of your name.
Yeah. No, style it into a portrait. Style it into the Mona Lisa. If you're really hairy, style it into the Mona Lisa.
Oh my god.
If you also have
the details.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it'd be great. I mean, how impressed would a girl be?
I know I would. The most style I'd be able to get was like square. That'd probably be the most I'd ever get.
I have officially broken the seal and I need to go and release my.
Torrent of piss! Semen!
My fluids.
Continue, sir.
The most I could probably realistically deal with is some sort of geometrical shape.
Yeah.
A triangle. What about a vajazzle?
Nah, a pajazzle.
Of course, we're talking about pubic hair in the...
No, a penis vajazzle.
Yeah, penis vajazzle.
A pajazzle.
That would be... I mean, where would you know where to stop? Because, I mean, you could put diamonds all around the whole thing. But that would hurt if you... I mean, one of them could come off inside and you'd be fucked.
It could.
She'd be giving birth to babies with pre-pierced ears.
Well,
which in this day and age...
Like, that could be a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Babies pierced as... as they can.
Nothing to be bad, but that's what working class people do. The minute the baby comes out
potato,
of it, it's just like
potato ice.
Don't talk about potatoes. I will.
So just like
family.
How
bitch.
Many times?
Just like my family. Please don't talk about my family.
That's because you're so closely related to
I'm
them.
So closely, like a couple
Keen
of chromosomes.
And potatoes share about 96% DNA.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm basically a giant potato with
3% fruit fly DNA. 1% ape.
Awesome.
Awesome.
1%
awesome
DNA.
Godlike DNA.
Godlike, yeah. Sperm of Zeus.
DNA than your body can handle.
Yeah, more DNA than you can handle.
And finally, Rob's back with news of our flatmate who never appears, having a shower at 2 o'clock in the morning. Maybe he's having a wank.
Yeah,
seriously.
I mean, if someone's having a suspiciously long shower, they're probably masturbating.
You have a perfectly private room. Why would you have a wank in the shower?
For the feel of the hot for the water running down your
the feel. You're not some sort of
you
fucking.
Could, I mean, you
weird.
Could feel. You could pretend you're in a bukkake if you're into that kind
or
of
or pretending that someone's pissing on you.
Yeah, you could be in a
warm torrent of water.
I genuinely don't know the man, so he probably is.
I have. I have given a someone a golden shower before.
You what?
I have given someone a golden shower.
Oh, do tell.
Really? Well, accidentally or just like...
On purpose, but it was my cousin.
and he was a man.
And
he
didn't even know. He didn't know about it because we were both having showers in cubicles and I pissed over the cubicle onto him.
That's not that golden shower, that's just you. On your cousin, you can't really put this in sex.
No,
context.
He was having a shower and it was golden.
That's the point. I mean, the worst I've ever come is I was fucked on a night out.
Right, Keaton, just shut up. Yeah, that.
That is definitely.
The golden showers are definitely for bedding.
Yeah.
It was when I was.
And Rob.
But you were going to say you got pissed on
that. That reminds me of a night out I had where I carried a tree into a clearing. I went out and we were camping, and I say that loosely because all it was involved putting up a tent, filling with booze, and sitting near a sort of half-ass fire made of like aerosol cans and piss, which are one of them is combustible, the other one is not. I don't know how they managed to get this thing.
I don't
out.
Think the piss is combustible.
Aerosol cans. Oh. Piss, right? Yeah.
Yes. But anyway, so we were camping and I was fucked. I don't know how much I had to drink. A fucking lot. And they told us to get firewood, so I wandered off into the woods and disappeared for like half an hour. And all my friends were really worried about me. Well, they probably weren't. If any of them are listening, they were like, we weren't worried about
you. They don't
you.
Give a shit about
yeah,
you.
They didn't give a shit.
Like normal friends.
Yeah, uh-huh, pretty much.
Like us, yay.
Until I wandered back into a clearing with a fucking tree. What? Where the fuck did you get that?
Aliens.
I have no idea.
Aliens.
But anyway, so after I'd brought this tree into this clearing, right? They couldn't break it up to burn it, so they had to put it in the middle of the fire, like the middle of the tree into the fire, and burn it slowly from end to end. While they were doing this, I wandered off for a piss, having exerted myself looking for this tree. It was pitch black. I couldn't see where the fuck I was going. Came up to this tree, thought that'll do. Zipped my trousers down, started peeing. Didn't realize until about 2 seconds later when someone went, "Oh fuck, what are you doing?" That someone was sitting at the base of the tree and I was peeing on them.
You just gave that person a golden shower.
This person knows who they are and they have probably never forgiven me.
I would forgive you immediately.
Yeah, no, Stephen, you would forgive me.
No, I wouldn't even forgive you.
If I carried a tree into a clearing to warm your buttocks, you would forgive me.
After pissing on you.
Rob would give me crazy pleasure. Like,
no, I fucking wouldn't. I would never forgive you for pissing on me.
By accident, right? By accident.
You would look and see where you're pissing first.
It was pitch black. I couldn't see anything. Like, literally, I only could tell it was a tree because I
Your eyes adjust to the light.
No, there was no light.
No light
There
ever.
Was none. There
was no light in Ireland. You do realise that.
I wasn't in Ireland. We don't have electrical lighting in Ireland.
Englishmen gave the Irish people light, and then since
took
they...
Took our potatoes.
Oh, no, we took your potatoes but gave you light, and then you just rejected us, so we still take your potatoes, but you've got no light.
You can run a light bulb off a potato, yeah.
But we've taken all your potatoes.
Yes, or fuck. We can't run our light bulbs that you've given us, so you've taken our potatoes.
It's supposed to be subtle. Get me my bottle of rum, please.
Oh, okay.
Jake's looking for rum. More booze.
I desire more alcohol.
I've already drank like 3/4 of a bottle of wine since this podcast, aren't
we? It's fine.
I've drank 3/4 of a bottle of wine.
3/4 of a bottle of white wine, you pussy. That's a liter.
Pussy?
That is a liter of rum.
Wait, you ain't opened it yet.
Can I have your little?
I have.
Can you have your little pussy?
I'm broken sealed.
Jake, can I have his little?
One shot at that.
Jake, can I have his little girl shot glass?
See that campus thing you've got there? But he's got like a, what is that, like a liter and a half bottle?
It's not even that.
It's like a, well, whatever it is. It
it's like a can of Red Bull, basically.
Really?
It's really,
one of the ones that looks like a bit
Jake,
like a dumbbell, then? But it's a.
Wait.
It's actually really good for downing bottles of Mad Dog.
Okay, so...
because you can just fill it with the bottle of Mad Dog.
It's called MD-2020.
MD-2020, but we call it Mad Dog.
You don't call it Mad Dog.
Everyone calls it Mad Dog.
Everyone who's in on it calls it Mad Dog. Since I've been there...
Everyone who's Scottish calls it MD. No, fuck you guys.
No.
No, I bet you. It's called Mad Dog in America.
Okay, wait. Now, me and Jake are about to do shots.
Mad Dog in America.
Jake's doing a single shot of rum, and I'm doing a lovely shot of bourbon. A double shot of bourbon, okay?
Cheers, everyone. You're spilling half my drink here.
Yeah, because you can't fucking cheer, right?
That'll be my third double shot.
Wow, I must be drunk. That didn't even burn at all.
Ugh.
Yeah, it did.
But not use passing this bottle, or is it just the white wine?
It's just the white wine. Tesco's finest white wine.
When I say Tesco's finest, I mean like Tesco's value.
It's like little Google.
I like to pretend.
Yeah.
I like to pretend.
Stefan likes to pretend.
Just humour me.
Stefan likes to pretend that
that's
he's choking you.
That's the student in you. You know, wanting it to be really expensive, but it's not.
And I still can't afford it.
Uh-huh. That's because you're Scottish.
Yeah, and you spend money.
Because I'm Scottish and I'm poor.
Not because you can't afford it. It's because you spend that on like 50 bottles of that.
If you were a foreign like the rest of us, then like, you'd be able to afford it.
A foreign.
You just pay for uni.
I don't pay for uni.
I think you'll find actually that foreign people get paid exactly what Scottish people get paid.
The thing is, they get paid it at some ridiculous rate. Like,
yeah, you get paid like what every month?
£200 a month.
What for?
Money. Just generally.
Student loans.
No, I don't have a student loan.
You don't have the SAS.
I don't have SAS.
SAS.
SAS. SAAS.
No, it is SAS. It's got two A's in it.
Yeah.
No, it'd be SAS.
That would be
SAS.
No, it's
SAS.
Oh,
no.
SAS would be SAUS.
No.
I'm saying SAS. SAS.
That sounds like Epic Meal Time. SAUS.
No, that's SAUS.
SAUS.
That's SAWSE.
Just down it.
Don't. You'll die.
Do it.
Can I just say it says smooth and true written on the side? It's neither. It's quite rough and it's not. It's false.
Yeah, but that's compared
to sailors drinking it. Sailors spend most of the year drinking water out of barrels and eating hardtack.
Sailors most of the year spend
compared to Sailor Jerry.
Sailor Jerry's better than this.
No,
Sailor
Jerry's old stuff, their old formula, was a lot nicer. It's apparently like Kraken, which is the drink I want to get.
Yeah.
Kraken like the Kraken.
Kraken like the giant octopus, which is
it's
apparently
a squid
German.
On my ass!
Squid!
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
No. Said it was a German for octopus.
Yeah.
You are shit-faced, Stefan.
Stefan is going to show us his octopus on his ass.
Oh, wait, we got to see Stefan's octopus ass.
Hey, James.
Yeah. Hey, James.
Do you want to see the tattoo?
Do you
want
to just say hello?
Oh!
We can now see Stefan's octopus on his arm.
I see the angry octopus. And to be honest,
I just saw a brown starfish and an angry octopus.
I'm probably worse off than seeing that angry octopus on his ass.
That's brilliant. Why did you get that?
You showed me pictures, but I've seen it.
And now you have.
I've been angry.
Yeah, that just depressed me.
That was fantastic.
I think I'm gonna like forget that.
I never want to forget that.
Never will be able to forget that.
I don't think I will be. Yeah.
It's one of those fond uni memories when you remember Stefan's ass cheek.
Okay, anyway, let's shut this down. You haven't had sex in 6 months and 2 weeks.
Sorry, wait.
I haven't had sex in like 7 months.
Fucking hell, it's been like a couple of weeks for me.
Fuck you. Wait, that's because you've just got some random drunk whore. And you've had sex twice with her.
So what?
I went and sex like 3 days.
You're a bastard. Also because your girlfriend lives within a reasonable distance. Which is slightly unfair.
Yeah, I need me one of those.
A girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Can we edit this out?
No.
Yeah, I'll edit it out. Thanks. It's fine.
Okay, we're fine.
I don't know, my girlfriend being like, yeah, I'd like sex in like 3 days. Yeah.
Every three days,
I want to have sex for like 6 weeks if that happens. So,
right, okay, let's wrap this up.
Right.
We have been Donkey Punch. I've been Jake.
I've been Rob.
I've been Keen.
And I've been very drunk, Stephen.
Yes.
Next time, we'll be more drunk, more experimental, and and just generally better, because we're getting better at this every week.
Yeah, and more Stefan. More Stefan.
More Stefan.
We'll definitely be more Stefan.
Thank you and good night.